Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve, and Ted in the Morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 now here on this Thursday morning. Gasoline prices went up a bit over the past week. There are fundamental reasons why. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas explains.
Our stocks of oil and gas were reduced by 2.8 billion barrels over the past week. On a national average, we went up 1 cent to $2.61 a gallon. And here in Kansas, the average price increased 2 cents up to $2.37.
Kansas gasoline still 10 cents cheaper than it was at this time last year, the 11th cheapest in the nation. Stewart says traditionally gas is cheapest in the winter, and we could see some volatility as we get closer to the holiday driving season.
A man who reported a hostage situation at a Manhattan elementary school apparently fabricated the story to gain notoriety. Riley County Police say the man called shortly before 1 in the morning Wednesday, said he was inside Lee Elementary School in Manhattan with a hostage. The man also called TV stations stating that he had committed several felony crimes, was holding a person in the building at gunpoint. He was making it all up.
The 2020 Democratic presidential field grows again.
An ally of former President Obama, Deval Patrick, was reportedly courted to run by several former White House officials, including senior Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett last year. But he declined to, citing concerns about the strains his family would have to endure because of a campaign. But in an apparent change of heart, Fox News has learned the former Massachusetts governor appears ready to make a bid. As polls in early states like Iowa and New Hampshire show support for former President Joe Biden is fading. Patrick plans to personally file to place his name on New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary ballot sometime before the 5 p.m. Friday deadline. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Police in Atlanta figure out some victims were actually the criminals.
It was initially a road rage incident on Interstate 85 in Metro Atlanta, where a group of people in a car say someone shot up their vehicle as they exited the highway and turned onto a street. A 16-year-old inside that car was actually killed. After an investigation, cops figured out that group really tried to rob someone, and that was the person who fired into the car. Now three of the uninjured occupants of the vehicle have been arrested and are charged with murder and attempted robbery. The shooter, by the way, is still on the loose. John Saucier, Fox News.
National Philanthropy Day is a chance to recognize and pay tribute to the people in the community who are helping to make a difference.
The Wichita chapter will celebrate those who have been nominated and selected from our community on Friday during a luncheon at the Hyatt Regency. Yolanda and Jean Camarena are being recognized as this year's outstanding philanthropist. Yolanda says that most of what they do is share what they have learned, and it begins with a good education.
All it takes is one person to believe in you, to help you start believing in yourself. And whether it's a scholarship or a mentor or a teacher or whatever it is, it had a great impact on both Jean and I. And because of that, it really started from there, knowing that it's important to really help those students to see the opportunity that education can have for them.
To register for the morning workshop and luncheon hosted by Steve and Ted from KNSS, or to learn more about the Association of Fundraising Professionals, click on the link in our news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy sky early on, we will be sunny and a bit cooler today. Our high 49, clear and cold tonight, our low 28, and then sunny and windy on Friday with a high 56, and temperatures will stay in the upper 50s throughout the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 33 degrees, not much wind this morning, northwest at 7 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Jeopardy James is back at the Tournament of Champions, and he's got two pretty formidable competitors coming up.
James Holzhauer is about to face off with a woman who ended his 32-game winning streak on Jeopardy. Emma Bocher bested Holzhauer, a 35-year-old professional gambler from Las Vegas, who earned $2.4 million and came in second only to Ken Jennings after his 74-game win streak. The 27-year-old librarian from Chicago went on to win two more games after beating James and just shy of $100,000. Tonight, the two will play for the $250,000 grand prize. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Chup and an a cappella group.
Arizona State University's a cappella group, The Devil Clefs, featured in a YouTube video covering Billie Eilish hits. Teen students seen in a stairwell belting out the singer's tracks "When the Party's Over" and "I Don't Want to Be You Anymore," along with some pretty savvy percussionist beats. Folks commenting the harmony gives them goosebumps. Their now viral mashup viewed over 4 million times. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Move over, Steve McIntosh. There's a new sexiest man alive.
Oh. 10-time Grammy winner John Legend was crowned as this year's People magazine's sexiest man alive. Really can't stop. Baby, it's cold outside. Blake Shelton announced Legend's honor on NBC's The Voice, where Legend serves as a coach. Shelton, who was dubbed sexiest man in 2017, also handed Legend some shorts with the bedazzled letters EGOTSMA to signify all the honors Legend has received, which are Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, and of course, Sexiest Man Alive. Legend's magazine issue is out Friday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Who beat me out this year?
John Legend.
Oh, okay.
You seem nonplussed by that.
Well, I'd never win.
All right.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's just, you know, sometimes the obvious choice
is too obvious.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, let's get up close with Iron Maiden.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Iron Maiden fans know that the band's unmistakable driving bass sound comes from founding member and primary songwriter Steve Harris. Harris is working overtime putting those chops to work with his side band, British Lion, which has a new album coming out in January called The Burning, which took some time to complete. Hello,
my old friend. Maiden comes first, as it always should do, always will do, but, you know, it's just trying to find little, you know, nooks and crannies of time there to fit it in. So, yeah, a couple of years, really.
Harris tells me he likes the change of pace playing smaller venues than Maiden.
We're headlining like a massive festival, and then I go and play in a tent with British Lion. It brings you back down to earth, but I sort of like that.
Harris also revealing a fun fact. He likes to do DIY projects.
You know, I just like fixing things and stuff like that. I used to be an architectural draftsman, so I'm really interested in buildings and that anyway. And
gotta love a Brit who knows how to build and rock. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
A quick milestone for Disney.
Disney's new streaming service is already 10 million strong. Disney Plus released its numbers, saying it was far exceeding expectations. Disney has invested billions into the service and expects to grab 60 to 90 million global subscriptions. The service, which costs $7 a month, launched Tuesday with a warning on some films that fans may encounter outdated cultural depictions. The warning appears on several old Disney animated films. Like The Aristocats, which was made in 1970, depicting Siamese cats with buck teeth, or The Crows, depicted in Dumbo, which was made in 1941. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Are you surprised that I know the Siamese song?
Of course not. Everybody knows that song.
You're Siamese, if you
know who wrote the soundtrack to Lady and the Tramp?
Yes, I do. Burt Bacharach did.
That's incorrect. Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee?
Peggy Lee wrote that soundtrack.
How about that? Yeah. Good for her.
There you go. Hey, the 53rd Annual Country Music Association Awards were last night.
The 53rd Annual CMA Awards, all about celebrating the legendary ladies as well as the new female stars of country music. Carrie Underwood hosting with help from Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton.
What do you call three women hosting the CMAs? Your lucky night!
Also representing the ladies, Maren Morris winning Album of the Year for Girl. What you waiting for, girl? The men getting their due, too.
We're gonna spend the weekend in the deep end of a diving bar.
Garth Brooks named Entertainer of the Year. The show airing on ABC. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
Brooks taking home Entertainer of the Year.
I've always tried to call it like I see it. If they gave this award for this show tonight, I'd have to give it to Reba McEntire's performance for tonight, too. That she's amazing. Kelsey Ballerini, if you want to know what an entertainer is, take a guitar and just a single voice in the middle of an arena and shrink a room. Fantastic performance tonight. That's really great. Luke Combs, wherever you're at, this has got your name on it in the future, Hoss. I can tell you that right now.
There you go. Garth handing out some accolades. Even though he was the one who was the winner. And, of course, the co-hosts, Carrie Underwood and Reba, could not resist the low-hanging fruit with Dolly around.
There are racks of clothes and dresses everywhere. And for some reason, Dolly's rack is so much bigger.
Well, Dolly's rack is so much bigger.
Wow.
Yeah. A little Randy there at the CMA Awards last night.
Skating close.
Yeah, let's check out the late night crew last night. Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
Khloe Kardashian says she's not jealous of Lamar Odom's engagement. She says she's waiting to get back into a full relationship until she knows which NBA teams are in the playoffs. I think that's smart. Wait it out.
Okay. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
It was such a tense day in Washington that emotional support dogs were actually brought in to help members of Congress deal with the stress. So if you think you had a rough day, think about the dog that had to spend 12 hours cuddling with Mitch McConnell.
And the Late Late Show, James Corden on CBS.
Restaurants and bars in D.C. opened up as early as 9:30 this morning for impeachment viewing parties. You know, just what the founding fathers had always dreamed of. That had to be pretty confusing for anyone who didn't know about the hearings. Just imagine walking past a bar on the way to work and seeing a bunch of drunk people chanting, quid pro quo, quid pro quo.
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, because Napoleon's team is thankful for all that these folks do in our community, during the entire month of November, Napoleon's is offering free service calls to all first responders, EMT, policemen, and firemen. How about that?
Great.
So, hey,
way to go.
All the more reason you need to write this phone number down. If you've got an appliance that's in trouble, they'll get you fixed up. Call Terry. Make an appointment at 409-1525. How about that? Napoleon Appliance Repair.
842 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. What's next for the 737? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.